Hello, welcome to another couple minutes of coaching with Anne. Today I want to talk about one strategy I use when I work. I have many, and I'll talk about different ones at different times, but and it just depends on what you're doing. I like to, when I'm working on something that's highly creative, I understand at this point in my life that if I force it when it's not ready, it takes me a lot longer than if I align with it, wait for it, and get going. Now, there's some exceptions to that, and I'll talk about that another time. If you're procrastinating for a particular reason because you're trying to avoid something that's different, we'll talk about that another time. But I'm talking about when you're ready to do something that is inspired, and you don't quite know exactly what's going to happen yet, and you feel like there's still information coming. When I went up to Spirit River the other day, I took my easel, my drawing paper, and all of my pastels and all of my supplies, packed it all up, and I knew I wanted to get started, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to make yet, what I was going to get started on yet. And I did all the prep work, and I wasn't quite ready. It wasn't clear to me what I was going to be starting on. So I hiked, I swam in the river, I did a variety of things, combed through pictures that I felt pretty strongly about, started narrowing those down, images narrowing them down. And by the time I really felt ready to go, it was time to come back. But I have my idea now. I know what it is now. And once I get started on it now, I've got the paper ready. It's going to go quickly. So what happens with you? Think about it. When you force your creative process, how long does it really take you? For me, when I force the process, I can start out in a direction that's not good, and I can end up with a drawing that I spent many hours on that it doesn't turn out the way I wished. It's not in alignment. So think about that. When you get in alignment first and you let the idea fully come to you. Now, my ideas continue to evolve as I'm going, just like all projects evolve as you're going. I'm not talking about having the complete vision, but having a complete vision for the next step, the very next step. That's what I'm looking for here. So this is just one strategy. When you're going to do something really, really creative, make sure that you're giving yourself the opportunity to be a great listener, and that you're taking in the next step. You're not forcing that. Let me know how you feel about this. Let me know what you've experienced. Certainly, I always love feedback. You can email me or connect with me through our social media pages. Love to you.